Listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Mass. That's Fire King with the cover of Elvis Costello's Tokyo Storm Warning. Yeah. Before that, I had Drunken Logic with The Good News Is Nobody Gives a Damn. Band Without Hands gave you Running in Place, and I started that block off with brand new stuff from Air Traffic Controller from the Black Box album that was Warrior. All right, we have Adam and the Most sound checking in Studio D right now. I'm peering through the window. We'll have the concert report with Paula coming up in a little bit. But until then, here's some Emily Grogan.
There were reasons. This is Carissa Johnson, and you're
On the Town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Everything that you have ever owned, and what is your dream? kicks so proud. I'm a computer display. Come on, come on, and touch me. I will pluck you fantastic full of. I'm going to pluck out all of your beautiful feathers.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey, hey. Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey, hey.
Could be cool, blue, could be cool, blue, far away. Just like starlight.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was a request from our own Paula.
Great, great band.
Yes. She loves, love, love.
I love, love, love.
That was Murderpedia. Before that, I had Field Day with Nobody's Girl. Daniel Ouellette in the Shobijan. I think that's how we pronounced it.
Sure.
Shobijan. That was I Will Pluck You is fantastic. Carissa Johnson gave you Dear Disorder. Both of those tracks were recorded right there in Studio D.
I know that.
Yeah. And I started that all off with New Emily Grogan.
Excellent.
That was Good Times from the Strings of Light record.
Good times.
And something's supposed to happen here.
My thing just broke.
I think that this means it's time for the concert report.
This is junk.
What, the stand for your iPad?
The whole idea of this thing is... Look. Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
You keep folding it.
All right.
Anyway.
We have Paula here with the concert report.
Good evening, everybody. Okay, let's begin with tomorrow night. The Rock and Roll Rumble continues at once.
Oh, yes.
Yes, with 21st Century Fugitives, Abby Barrett, I Was Awake, Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys, and doors for this is at 8:30.
Yes, 8:30.
8:30 to 1:30?
I believe it's 1.
That's late.
Well, I mean, the four bands play, and then everyone hangs out, and then the winner gets announced.
Oh.
And it's actually a relatively early evening compared to most gigs around here.
Okay.
Having done the Rumble experience myself.
Yes, I have rumbled in the past. My friend Gail Corcoran is putting on a show up in Salem, Massachusetts at Koto. Have you been?
I have not been.
It's great.
Not yet.
Go there. It's fun.
Okay.
It's a fun little place. They have sushi and it's really good. And there's music. And the Prozacs and Jagger Holly and Mongorellis and Jimmy Jacked are all playing. And that show starts at 9. Then Jittery Jack, Boston's Rockabilly Sensations.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? And Miss Amy wrap up their multi-week U.S. tour with a killer diller welcome home show at Atwood's. And that show starts
Killer Diller.
It's Killer Diller. Yeah.
There you go.
I like anything that's Killer Diller. And that show starts at 10 o'clock.
Sweet.
Friday, check this out, Little Steven's Underground Garage presents a rock and roll dance party with The Connection, Black Souls, Chris Rogers, and the Dirty Gems. And this all happens at the Midway in JP.
Sweet.
Yep. And if you are not there, you might be at the Rock and Roll Rumble preliminary night 5 with Junior Classics, Choke Up, Worshipper, and The Long Walls. Okay? So rest up, kids. It's a busy time.
The Rumble is always an amazing time.
Yes.
But an exhausting time.
Yeah.
So everyone is like stocked up on their vitamin B, vitamin C, B12. Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone's stocked up on their vitamin B12.
All the things you need for the next day.
Yes,
clinic.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Medic. So, Saturday, Bastards, The Worried, Greg Allen's Fringe Religion are at Firehouse 13. That is at 41 Central Street in Providence, Rhode Island. That's going to be a rockin' show. And the 6th Annual Hardcore Cotillion. I've never been to a hardcore cotillion.
It's been a long time since I've been to a hardcore show.
I don't think I've ever been to a cotillion. Oh.
No, I don't think I've been to a cotillion. But
I know, right? It's a hardcore one this time.
There you go.
Make up all those cotillions you missed in the past.
Absolutely.
This is at the Midway for the matinee show, and these shows are fun. People.
The early midway
the
shows.
The early afternoon shows.
They're all rowdy and crazy and
they are,
fun.
Yeah, they are. They're a lot of fun. And what you can do after you go to the Hardcore Cotillion, well, let me tell you who's playing. The FU's Iron Chin, the McGunks, and Struggle. Okay, so you go to that show, then you go next door, get something to eat, and then you come back.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's an evening show at 8 o'clock, and that's with my friends, The Wrong Shapes, and Answer Man, and The Garage Dogs, and Plume. So that's a full day.
That is a full day. Very different shows, too.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Go from the Hardcore Cotillion to The Wrong Shapes.
Yes.
both great, but yeah. I think that makes sense. That's very sensible to do it that way.
Why not? You know what? That's the beauty of this music scene here that we have.
Or you could do Rock and Roll Rumble Preliminary Night 6 with Courage, Cloak, the Knockups, the Devil's Twins, and Us Lights.
Us Lights, yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Because I've never heard of them and I didn't want to screw it up. Oh. So it's Us Lights. And Citizen Slim is at Toad.
Sweet.
My friend Greg Klein invited me to that. So.
All right.
Sunday Fun Day, the former event at TT the Bears. Have you been?
Sunday Fun Day?
The Rock and Flea Market and Bloody Mary Bash.
I have not.
Well.
I need to go check it out.
It's super fun. And it's a Sunday Fun Day event. It's all day. And so load up your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Well, payday is Friday.
Payday is Friday. So load up your wallet. There will be tons of merch, vendors, vintage vinyl, collectibles, clothing, jewelry, art, musical stuff, and a DJ spinning music all day. And everything. And more.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's fun.
I remember the flea market at TT's.
Yeah.
I was never able to go because I always, my day job's in retail.
Right.
So I always worked weekends.
Yeah.
And I never got to go.
It's really fun.
I think I may actually get to go this Sunday.
It's a good place. It's a good place to mix and mingle with your friends.
There you go.
On a Sunday. And have some Bloody Marys for God's sake.
I'm not big on Bloody Marys though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have
I'll go
to.
For the flea market.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Girls Rock Campaign?
Sweet.
Presents Ladies Rock Camp Boston. This is like a fundraising thing, so I guess...
Yeah, for Ladies Rock Camp.
Yes, for Ladies Rock Camp, for those of you in the know. But if you're not in the know, I guess it's so kids can learn how to play instruments and they...
I mean, there's adults
camp,
too.
And adults too, yeah. So is this the kids camp or the adults?
It would say girls rock camp
girls
or ladies rock
camp.
Yeah. I forget.
It's girls.
Okay.
Girls Rock Campaign. And that's at the Middle East. It's a showcase. Ladies Rock Camp Boston, April 2016. Showcase at the Middle East.
Is it upstairs or down?
Yes. probably up. Probably down. I don't know. I can't specify it this time.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
Go to MideastClub.com for details.
Thank you. Okay, now back at Firehouse in Providence, Firehouse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool show happening in the afternoon, beginning at 2 o'clock with The Freeze.
Sweet.
Have you ever seen The Freeze?
No.
I have.
I'd like to see The Freeze.
Like 100 years ago. And I'm not kidding. Okay. Yes, The Freeze, The Nervous Eaters, and Neutral Nation, Bad Mother Trucker, and The Scrapes. And that's not really the name of...
Not Bad Mother Trucker?
It's not at all.
How is it... How do you pronounce that? What is it? Motherf?
It's Mother Trucker.
Is it Motherf?
Yes.
Ucker?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, then over at Sally O'Brien's, we have Big Giant, the Weisternauts, and John Pohita's International Airport. Always a fun show. Mm. Then on Monday, we have Downbeat Mondays. As always, they continue at the Plow. Tuesday at the Lizard, Amy Fairchild and Mikey Sweet. I saw Mikey Sweet last night. Excellent. Excellent
Very
band.
Nice.
Really fun show. It's mellow. It's on the lower side of... Rocking.
Well, I mean, Monday.
So for Tuesday,
that can be your chill out evening out.
It was my chill out evening out. It was fun. And then Wednesday, Melissa Ferrick is at the Burren Back Room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, playing the Burren.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Nice.
In the back room, they have a lovely spot back there. So go check it out. And then next week here on the town, we have the gala.
Yes.
I guess they have a new record coming out and they will be here.
Well, they will have an album coming out, but I actually have a song from them coming right up.
How did that happen? Are we like psychic?
Yeah, we're totally vibing here.
Wow. That's impressive. So anyways, that's all I have, folks. Thank you for listening to my concert report and I hope to see you out and about.
All right.
Rocking and rumbling.
So They have a single out right now
that
came out a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
It's called the November issue.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's going to be the title of the record, the full length,
mm-hmm.
but I figured since they put out like a two-song single, and given my nature...
A two-song single?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean an A-side and a B-side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, we're old. We should know this stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to play the B-side.
I thought something new came out that
no.
wasn't aware of.
nothing like that.
Okay.
But
slow down.
I know. But I'm going to play the B-side.
Okay.
To their two-song EP, whatever, single. It's not on vinyl yet. Okay. But who knows? Maybe it'll be on vinyl.
Okay.
But anyway, this is Big Guns from the Gala, playing here next week.
Excellent.
Enjoy 91.5 WMFO. That was the Gala or the Gala, depending on how you look at it, with Big Guns from the November issue. And now I proudly present to you Adam and the Most.
A neon sign, a reason to rhyme. There is no time, is all you have. Space, an empty vast of nothing, filled with everything in between. Teach me that time is not at ease. Boy sat with his book, and it took him night.
with every page his world began to create. Stars so far in contrast to everything here on earth teach me that time is not at end. And you, if you don't believe, then you won't believe that time is only in your head.
Stars weren't very far, would reach for them at all. Thank you so much. That was Reach You. This next song is called Air to Lungs.
Surface. Air to life. and we're swimming to that surface. Just swim to the surface. Swim to the surface. Just swim to the surface.
That was Air to Lungs. This next one's about a tree. It's called Tree Song. That's all I'll say about that.
Right. touch the moist, live to be.
Branches. When I spread to all.